We have reached past the halfway point in these lessons, and so let's just keep praying and studying them at home and making additions. I mean, don't just stop with what we've done. Do like I do. Then you'll need help. Can't even read the stuff you've written down. Anyway, it's good to have some of it printed so you can get through that. Possibly the question that's asked me more than any other question is, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit or against the Holy Ghost? I've had a great number of people in this nation and in other nations come to me and say, I've sinned against the Holy Ghost, I cannot be saved. And normally they don't know what they're talking about at all. The devil has lied to them. And so they don't even know what the sin against the Holy Ghost is. Because immediately when they say that, I says, well, I seem that you know so much about it. What is the sin against the Holy Ghost? And immediately they say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't know. I said, well, how can you sin against something you don't know anything about? And so let's have a good look at it and ask God to help us to understand the sin against the person of the Holy Ghost. All right. The Holy Spirit can be blasphemed. So that's number one, you might say. He can be blasphemed. And the Bible says that in the ultimate reaction to that, it becomes an unpardonable sin. And I sought for many years to penetrate this thing. I just said, well, I've got to preach that. I've got to tell people what it is. And very, very slowly, the truth of it came flowing through me, and I wish to share it with you right now. To blaspheme against the Holy Spirit means to make an affront to God by acts, signs, writing, or words. That's what the dictionary says. That's what blaspheme means. To blaspheme can also mean to commit an act of claiming deity. And so evidently the devil did that. And what frightens me about humanism is that it might come under that word right there, you see. To blaspheme can also mean to commit an act of claiming deity. And so when one feels like they are a god, they have come under a situation there that the dictionary says is blasphemy. Blasphemy is defamatory and or cursing or reviling God. It is the strongest intentional, volitional indignity against God. We're still just talking about definitions that I presume you'd find in most dictionaries. A man can commit many wrongs, and he can do many things that are sinful, and he can break many divine laws, but the Holy Ghost is in judgment of the world, and that's where you have to stop. There is to be a stopping place, and to sin against the Holy Ghost is the ultimate. It is the unpardonable sin. All right? If that wouldn't get a person's curiosity stirred up, I don't believe anything ever would stir up anybody's curiosity. Let's go to Jesus in John chapter 16 and verse 8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And so that's what will provoke people, is when he comes reproving and rebuking, then they come back against him, and that's where blasphemy comes in from. Jesus said further in Matthew 12 and 31, he said, wherefore I say to you, all manner of sin and blasphemy, now and blasphemy, shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. That means all people, unto men, mankind. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Then we read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 28, verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies. And so both Matthew and Mark brought in the blasphemies. Wherewith soever they shall blaspheme, in verse 29, but He that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Now, immediately, you'd have to realize that if this is the ultimate sin, then it has to have ultimate ends to it. You don't get in a state to where you can never be forgiven and in danger of eternal damnation kissing your girlfriend goodnight. So, you know, it's got to be worse than that. Or even stealing from the 7-Eleven. Don't do that either. The people became angry when they heard him in the next verse. They said, this man Jesus has an unclean spirit. It always makes the devil mad when you preach righteousness. I have heard, I haven't met them, I've heard that people in this city don't like me. I couldn't imagine it because I'm so nice. And when they're asked why they don't like me, they've never met me, but they have heard that I preach holiness, and they don't like that. So then it's not me at all. It's Jesus, you see. If I was just a regular rascal like I was before saved, I'd be their buddies. But because Jesus is in my heart, that's what they said. He hath an unclean spirit. He was getting so close to home, they said, hey, we don't like this man. We don't like his teaching. In Matthew 15 and 19, it says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. So these blasphemies, listed with murder, listed with adultery, listed with fornication, so forth, is listed right there with blasphemy. It says they proceed now out of the heart. They don't come from the hands or the feet. They come out of the heart. Now, if we're going to find out what the sin against the person of the Holy Ghost is, then we're going to have to very, very strongly say, what is blasphemy anyway? And then read what the Bible says regarding blasphemy. And then discover in Matthew 15 and 19 that the thing proceeds out of the heart, out of the inside of the inner man within you. All right? And you're top of page 49. Let us begin with those who have not committed the unpardonable sin or the sin against the Holy Ghost. The backslider has not committed that sin. The Bible says God is married to the backslider. Almost every person I have ever met that said they have committed the unpardonable sin was a backslider. And the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, that all come into everlasting life, you see. So it's not the backslider. It could not be the backslider. I have heard people say, I got so angry, I cursed God. For sure, I've sinned against the Holy Ghost. No, it says that you can blaspheme God and be forgiven. That's what our scripture said. Blasphemers against God could be forgiven. And so it is not that. I have never met a person who claimed they had committed the unpardonable sin who had committed it. What is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? Now, I want you to follow me very closely, please. In order to blaspheme the Holy Ghost and commit the unpardonable sin that can never be forgiven, number one, that person must hate and despise the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He must hate and despise the Holy Spirit. Not just a backslider. You know, most backsliders are sorry they backslid. Yeah. So God's just waiting for them to come on home like the prodigal son came back to the father. He's just waiting for them to come on by. You cannot commit the sin that cannot be pardoned, if you do not hate and despise the Holy Ghost. Number two, in order to commit the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost and commit the unpardonable sin, you must hate Jesus Christ who sent the Spirit. You must hate him. If a Western Union boy comes up to your house with a Western Union message and you read the message and you don't like it, you don't start beating the Western Union boy on the head. He just standing around waiting for a tip. You say, why? He didn't give the message, he only delivered it. You cannot hate the Holy Ghost without hating the one who sent him. Yeah. Because he will not speak of himself, he will speak of the ones that sent him. So for someone to say, "Why? Well, I blasphemed against the Holy Ghost," what did you do? Did you hate and despise Jesus Christ who sent the Spirit? Because you have to hate the one that sent him before you can hate him. Because he's only the messenger of the one that sent him. Number three, you must hate God the Father, who also sent the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to get to you tonight. I want to go right straight down to the middle of this thing and tell you who can commit the sin against the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to show you that until you come against the total Trinity and hate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, you cannot commit the unpardonable sin. You say, why isn't it called the sin against God the Father? Because this is not the dispensation of God the Father. If it was the dispensation of God the Father, then you could sin against God the Father and never be saved. I think you caught it right there. You see. What if they blaspheme the Son? This is not the dispensation of the Son. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and he is your only way to God. When you cut him off from communication with you, then there is no other place that you will ever find Jesus. There is no other place where you can find repentance, because you have close that door, the Holy Ghost that wishes to bring you through that door. Let's go a little further. Not only must you hate God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit, but in the fourth place, you must also hate the church. You say, why? Because we are the sons and daughters of God, and we are the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, and we are those that are full of the Holy Ghost. So you could not logically say, I hate the Holy Ghost, without hating all of those who have the Holy Ghost. Now, we're going to find a person that can do this. Just stay with me. It's not backsliders. It's not poor little people that just missed the way and wish they could get back on it. And so you must hate the church that was birthed by the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. So in order to commit the sin, you have to hate, vilify, persecute, despise, hate the body of Christ in order to sin the greatest sin. Now you see, this is the greatest sin. There is no sin greater than this sin. You see, you may murder 50 people, but we're talking about something bigger than that. You can get forgiveness of that, but you don't get the forgiveness for this. So we're talking about the ultimate sin in a person's heart. In order to have it there, you must hate the body of Christ and want to destroy it. Number five, in order for you to do this, you would have to hate the Bible that reveals the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Because we'd have no way of understanding the Holy Ghost without the Bible. We've possibly read to you in these lessons 100 scriptures or more. You see? And so we have to hate the Bible because it describes the Holy Ghost. It reveals the Holy Ghost. There's no book in the world that'll tell you who the Holy Ghost is except in the Bible. Now we can go looking for somebody pretty soon here. He has to be someone who hates the Word of God that would burn it. It has to be someone who hates the body of Christ. I could go one further there. It's not written here. He'd also have to hate the Jewish people who gave birth to the Bible through their prophets. Now that just brings this thing down real easy. Who is one that's blasphemed against the Holy Ghost? Communists have. I don't mean members in the Communist Party that are little nuts that don't know which screw to get on to. And most communists are like that. They just yakety yak. They're going to get something free and going to get a free dinner and they join the thing, you know. But I mean a real communist that wants to destroy the whole world and wants to give the world a bloodbath, that will walk into Afghanistan and kill tens of thousands of people in order to put their rule over them to make them slaves. See, those are the people that when they ride in the sky, they say, we don't see God up here. And those are the people that put men of God in prison and make them suffer simply because they are men of God. And so they hate God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible, the Jew. They hate. They're total haters. Those are the people that have sinned the sin against the Holy Ghost. And why is it called a sin against the Holy Ghost? It's his dispensation. He is the one in charge. You cannot get to the Son nor the Father except he bring you to them. And so the ultimate sin is when you destroy the helper. If you're drowning and a person throws you a little life buoy down there and you say, that's not the color I want. It's your last hope. There is no other hope. You're drowning. And if you refuse that, that's what the Holy Spirit is. He's your last hope. He's powerful. This is his dispensation. He is powerful. And so when you come against the total, this is it now, the total revelation from heaven, and hate the total revelation, beginning in believing the creation. People that refuse the creation story are on their way to blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. That's right. Anyone that will set themselves up to fight all the things that God has placed in this earth and saying that it's all wrong, that it's all a lie, it's all a deception, and that he wants to have nothing to do with any of it, God says, all right, just write your name down. And that's it. There is no salvation for that person. You say, why isn't there any salvation for that person? The Holy Spirit never touches his heart. Did you know every one of you that are saved, the Holy Spirit touched your heart? Yeah. You wouldn't have got saved otherwise. He put the desire in there. He put the wish in there. And so we are born of the power of the Holy Ghost. And because he put the desire in there, you cut off the desire. You have no way of salvation. You have no means of salvation. It's all finished. How many are glad you understand this way? Amen. I get so sad when some little weaselly little woman weighing about 100 pounds and she says, I've sinned against the Holy Ghost. And I said, do you love Jesus? I love him with all my heart. Well, I said, go sit down. You haven't committed the ultimate sin by any imagination of any kind, you see. And here's a fellow that's a roughneck. I've done it all. I've done it all. I've done it all. I am just too mean to get saved. And you see, old meanie, listen a moment. Do you have a desire to know God? Oh, yes, sir. Well, you're a great candidate for it. You see. And so what we hear, what is a sin against the Holy Ghost? It's not that at all. It cannot be that. For the simple reason, this is the high treason area. That you have nothing but capital punishment at the other end of that. This is your ultimate rebellion against the Most High. So it has to involve all that's been before. It has to be. Or it couldn't be the ultimate sin. It couldn't be the greatest sin. It couldn't be the sin that if you sin that sin, you have no hope of ever being saved. Then that's got to be the worst sin there is. And what is the worst sin there is? Is to curse the Almighty. And to curse His Son. And to curse the third person of the Trinity. And to curse the Bible, divine revelation. And to curse the prophets of God. And to curse the words that are written in the book called the Bible. And then to curse the body of Christ upon this earth. And to curse the nation that provided us the divine revelation that we have. Then when that person gets to the end of all of his blaspheming, the ultimate of it is he is blasphemed against the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. You see, he is blasphemed against the dispensation that brings him to heaven. Now, in the days of the law, if you had said, I hate the law, I'll not live by the law, I refuse the law, I'll have nothing to do with the law, that would have been your sin against the law. It couldn't have been called the Holy Ghost because he wasn't there at that time ruling in his dispensation. But if you'd have said, I won't have it, and you'd have sinned against the law, there'd have been no other way for you to get to heaven. Because you would have sinned against the ultimate revelation of that moment. You see, sinned against the revelation of that moment. Now, when you come to Jesus, you have the same thing. These men there that said, I refuse Jesus, I don't accept Jesus, and Jesus is of the devil. Well, that's what they had done. They had sinned the sin that's unpardonable. You say, why? He was their only hope. There was nobody else. There was no other way. And so now you and I in this dispensation have come against the same identical thing. The sin against the Holy Ghost is the sin against the leader of our dispensation, who opens the door, who brings us in, who blesses us. And when we cut him out, there is no other entrance into divine revelation. Is it simple enough now? Yeah. That doesn't give you any reason to play with sin, to think you can get back to God. You might just fall out there before you get back and can't get back. It's better to stay in than it is to play with sin. The devil is a traitor. He'll take you out telling you can get back when he knows that you will never be back. The pure in heart will see God. The pure in heart will see God. So let us for sure don't accept this as a license. Say, well, I'm not a communist or I'm not an atheist and so forth. And say, well, I'll surely get to heaven. No. He's only telling you about a group of people here that deny the divine revelation of our time. And those are the people that have sinned against the leader of this dispensation, who is the Holy Ghost himself. And if you do that, then there is no redemption for you. There's no hope for you, for the simple reason you don't have anybody to speak for you. You don't have anybody to bring you into the presence of the Son to ask forgiveness. All right. Now, Jesus was accused of this. In Matthew 9:3, it says, behold, certain of the scribes said among themselves, this man blasphemeth. This man blasphemeth. You see, now they were bordering on a position there because he was their only hope of never being able to be saved, because he was their hope of being saved and they would refuse it. In Matthew 26:65, the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. And so they too were denying the door that would lead them into eternal life. When you deny the door that leads you in, then you can't get in. That's the whole truth of it. John 10:33, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou sayest, being a man, makest thyself to be God. If you curse the mail carrier because he brings the mail, you're actually cursing the person who sent you the mail. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost So some of us are cursing the wrong one. We should curse the one that sent it, because he was sent. Jesus came in his Father's name, so to curse Christ was also to curse the Father. Now you can see how it all just blends in together to make a complete whole. I hope that you that are ministers that will preach this, because there are people who certainly need to know what it is. You see, the devil is so mean that when a person, did you know some of these people, that he has worried them about this, and I said, what have you done wrong? And they says, nothing. Well, I said, how could you think you sinned the worst sin in the universe and you hadn't done anything wrong? He says, I don't know. He says, I just know I've done it. And so most of the people that you meet that think they have committed a sin, please bring them up. Bring them up out of their pain and out of their sorrow. And say, now listen, God is a good God. And God just doesn't do things like that. And anyone that will believe in the Father and believe in the Son and believe in the Holy Spirit and believe in the Bible and believe in the church and believe the truths that God has laid down here, he can go to hell. But not through the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, he won't go to hell. He'll go to hell. The Bible says if you just neglect God, how should you escape if you just neglect so great a salvation, you know? You can just refuse to eat and die, you know? You don't have to take arsenic. You just refuse to eat and you die. It's the same death. One's a little quicker than the other. There are more ways to hell than one, you see. And one of them is to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, for which there's no hope for it, for the simple reason there's no one to bring you in.